Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wall, I personally believe that. Beal's the guy you keep. Wall's the guy you got to get rid of.
But in clear as day, Westbrook's the guy to add, of course.
Yeah, but like do the Rockets, like, they can't go in the season with, like, Westbrook wants out. Like, so, they're going to have to do something, right?
If he doesn't want to play, like, that, if he wants out, he will not play. I firmly believe that. Harden, I could see still playing. As much as he annoys me, I think he'd, like, bite the bullet and play and, like, quote, I guess, do the right thing or whatever. But, yeah, they have – who was Boogie. It was Boogie. That's right. They added Boogie and they added Christian Wood.
Oh, so yeah. Like, what a team.
I don't know. I have no idea what the Rockets are doing.
Nah, and if I was the Rockets, I'd blow that whole thing up. Like, I think you got to try to get as much as you can for those guys. I wouldn't trade Harden to the Nets or if you really like all those pieces that you'd be getting back. I'm just saying, I think they just got to, Maury's out. You just kind of got to blow it up. You're not going to win with Harden and Westbrook. You're just not going
to
win with them.
So my question to both you guys then is, and I have somebody that I'd want. Is there, who would you want from the Rockets if the Celtics could go and make a move and get any of them? Matt
Tucker. Give me PJ Tucker. I'd take that guy right there.
1,000%. That's the only guy I want. I don't want Harden. I think it would create a mess.
You don't need him. You don't need him. Mm-hmm. You need a PJ Tucker. I'll take that guy any day of the week.
1,000%. Ty, would you have anybody else, or do you not want anybody?
Yeah, I think Eric Gordon would be the best player off the bench for this team by far. I love Eric Gordon, and I've seen him drop like 90 in an open gym against a bunch of like NBA players like Lance Stevenson and Indy. So I'm really biased towards Eric Gordon, and I love his game, but I think he'd be awesome here.
I would agree with that too, Ty. I worry about his, like, first off, I don't know if his contract would work. Doesn't he get paid a lot?
He's like a 17.
He's like a guy that's always like hurt, but no, he can fill it up. I think he can fill it
he's
up.
He's an IU guy too. That's what Ty needs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
See what you said.
But the Celtics have a great track record with that.
Yeah.
Totally. I think the Clippers made a good move with Ibaka, but they definitely need more move. And I keep seeing on Twitter that they keep hinting that they're not done and there's something big going to happen. So I don't know what that means, but.
I don't know.
Supposedly Trez left because him and Paul George didn't get along. I feel like George might be like one of the main factors of like the problems going on.
Paul George.
I don't know.
I thought they were going to try to trade Paul George for Westbrook. That's what I thought they were going to do. But they say there's still a big move that's, you know, going to happen. That's what I keep reading on all these, you know, Twitter things, stories. Maybe it's just all bullcrap, but
what happened with him? My God. Like,
that's what they're missing. They're missing that.
The OKC Thunder should trade 3 first-round picks for Paul George. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, that'd be funny. I mean, they have 17 of them. So.
Oh, my God.
They still have 24 left over.
Yeah, I've been meaning to write that down. I meant to write that down for last episode. And it will be amazing, though, is they've made all these moves if they still have Al Horford at the end of it all. Just keep Al Horford and go into the season and just have them rot in OKC as you just sit on those picks. Oh, I would love that.
About that one small OKC note is that, like, Al Horford's college coach in Florida was Billy Donovan. And Billy Donovan said, like, F this. I'm not staying a part of a rebuild in OKC. And now he's obviously coaching my Bulls in Chicago. But, like, it would have been a Billy Donovan, Al Horford reunion for a horrible tank year. And Billy's gone now.
I don't know. I don't know if we talked about this, Ty. What did you think about the Bulls pick at 4? Did you like that pick?
No,
he took Williams, right?
Patrick Williams. He was a one and done from FSU, and the big knock immediately was like, "Oh wow, this kid couldn't even start at Florida State." You know, but he was a top 25 player, super long and athletic. Everyone thinks he's gonna be in like a project 2, 3, 4 years from now. He could be an all star type player. It's just concerning.
Why take a project at four?
Right, like it's. I think it was one of those things where the Bulls know they're not in a win now timeline, so they can't afford to do that. And with not really a clear like cut guy after, you know, Ball, Wiseman, and Anthony Edwards go, there wasn't really a clear guy to go at number four. So it was surprising to me. I didn't like it because like, if you can't start at Florida State, that was a little concerning. But I mean, everyone else seemed to love this kid and like. Thinks he's full of potential. I'm not sure about it. I feel like he's gonna be out of the league in 4 years. We're gonna be like Patrick Williams, you know.
So let me ask you about this. How do you guys? Because he slipped to I think 8. The Knicks got him. How did you guys feel about Obi?
For the Knicks pick, I think it was a terrible pick.
Okay.
Because you know my boy Julio, he's a big Knicks guy. He was pissed because he's like, how many more forwards do we need?
Right.
They needed to draft a guard in that spot. But I, as an overall thing, I mean, I think Obi Toppin's good. He's, you know, he has the flash and the dunks and stuff. I don't know. I don't like love him, but I think he's good, but I don't know.
I'm surprised
you thought he was going to go higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's my only reason.
He's also like, this is what the NBA, I was listening to this podcast. I don't know if it was Woj's podcast or someone's podcast. And they were talking about these execs when you make these choices, draft picks, is that it was Ryan Russillo, I think. He was saying that most of these guys, like when they decide who they're gonna pick, like a guy like Obi Toppin, is that, you know, they'd rather take a guy that's young, 19, who has more ceiling than a guy like Obi Toppin who's 23 and kinda you know what you're getting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's like it was fascinating. I don't know. I was just listening to him. He was saying that most NBA execs, like, they rather take a guy who Ty was saying, like, project, right? 19, really young, one and done, because they have way more room to grow in those 2 or 3 years if you get him early, where a guy like Obi Toppin, who's 23, he kind of is who he is now. Like, and that's, you know, he'll improve a little bit, but his ceiling is not as high. So I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Like, I get it. And that's what?
I was going to say, I found this ugly stat, and I think this explains why Obi Toppin dropped down to, what, 9 to the Knicks. This is recent 22-year-olds drafted in the lottery. Chris Dunn, Denzel Valentine, Frank Kaminsky, Doug McDermott, Kelly Olynyk, Jimmer, Wesley Johnson, Ekpe Udoh, Hasheem Thabeed, Tyler Hansbrough, Brandon Rush, A.C. Law, Joakim Noah.
Yeah.
And Obi Toppin fits in the category.
It's 100%, and Joakim Noah is probably the best player like at his peak. I mean, than all those guys.
There's like nobody good in that group.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
AC Law.
He was damn good at A&M, but not good in the league.
How about Thabeet? What was Thabeet? He was like, wasn't he a top 10 pick?
He was like third.
I'm pretty sure he was like second. 2 or 3.
I think he was second overall.
I was watching this video on NBA whatever on Instagram or something. They were showing all the top picks of the draft since 1980. Wow, man. Some people have missed so bad at one. Oh my lord. Anthony Bennett. I forgot about that one. Holy smokes.
That's an all-timer. Yeah. That one might be it's got to be the worst all-time,
no,
right?
No. Kwame Brown has to be the worst.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
He has to be the worst.
Well, but wait a minute.
But it's amazing, like, what was the guy who the Raptors take? Bargnani? Like, there was just, like, this phase from, like, 2000 to 2000. I mean, they still do it. Like, it's that big, huge guy that they're, like, just
European,
they take.
And it's, yep.
Yeah, or American. Like, they just let people fall in love with these humongous dudes, like Greg Oden, that literally just fall apart or just don't turn into anything. You're better off. I think it's proven now, like, if I'm drafting number one, like, you got to try to – I think it's important to got, if you don't have it already, to draft either a guard or a wing. I just don't – big men don't turn the needle anymore.
Okay, so Kwame Brown is a bum and a bust and everything like that, right? Like, he did not –
But Anthony
out.
Bennett didn't play at all.
Yeah, I mean, Kwame Brown at least got a ton of chances. I mean, I'm looking at it right here. He was in the league from 01 to 12-13.
Now, Is that a problem with the league, or is that
that's
you
true?
Know,
that's true.
But no, you're right. Anthony Bennett didn't play at all. So
yeah, like but yeah, Bennett is has. That's why I think like Bennett's
most of, maybe like the most no one flashes, ever. Like none. Like he showed zero flashes of being good or great. Like nothing at all. It was so odd. It was for number one pick to show nothing. It was just weird.
I don't understand. I'll never understand that one at all. I don't remember who else was in that draft class, but.
I think at some point, like being a GM, like you have to when you're drafting, like I think it's irresponsible just to take a guy off, you know, his, you know, the metrics of like, oh, he's this athletic, you know, he can jump this high, blah, 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 blah. I think it's more important to find a guy who like is mentally tough, like who's a competitor, like it's in your DNA. Like, I think it's important to, you know, when you're interviewing these dudes, like you got to find out that stuff about him. Like, When what's his face? Anthony Edwards says, I don't really like basketball. I just kind of do it. Yeah, that's a red flag. I would not draft him. I don't care if he's the most athletic and gifted. The guy just said he doesn't even love playing.
Okay, Bennett's the 13 draft, which a certain somebody who we've had on the show before just did a like 3-episode podcast thing on that draft, because that was the draft that one Giannis Antetokounmpo went at number 15. He went – so in that draft, okay, so Bennett was number one. You have Oladipo at 2. You have CJ McCollum at 10, Steven Adams at 12, Giannis at 15. I mean, and then like Schroeder's in there. Cody Zeller was 4. Otto Porter was 3. I mean, like there are some guys who have like worked out a little bit in the league, and then they're like, you passed up on some guys who were some pretty damn good players too, and it was – Anthony Bennett at number one.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling. I think you like, when you're a GM, that's why I like about like the picks they made this year. You need any guys that are gym rats who want to be in the gym, who just love playing hoops, and like at the end of the day, like if they have some certain skill, I'm just like it's people are amazed by like, oh, he's the most gifted and he's athletic, and well, does he love playing? Like this guy just said, he doesn't even he just does it. He doesn't. He, you know, I just like
it's
it.
A weird thing to me that like, if you what? Play a sport like that far and you don't love playing it, like, it's
yeah. Why do you think Tatum? Why do you think Tatum has gotten as good as he does? Is because he grinds. He loves being in the gym. That's the difference right there. You gotta want to put in that work, even if you're at the professional. Like that's what it's amazing to me. Like you just said, like you would think they're at the highest point of
yeah. How do you not love
that profession? There's some dudes that are just that gifted that,
I never heard that in my life until I think it was Eric Gagne. It was like my favorite sport's hockey. It's not baseball. And then I started hearing more people that would say that. And it's just, to basketball though, it is very weird to me because like, so there are a lot of guys who are like, you play basketball, and if it's your number one sport, it might be all you play. I don't get it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that's the whole thing with Kobe and Shaq. Why they didn't get along? Because Kobe wanted to grind. Shaq kind of just wanted to chill, like in the summer. He didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like that, but Shaq was that gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't have to do anything. That's right. Crazy when you're that good.
It took 50 minutes for Kobe to come up, Ty. Matt's losing his fastball a little bit.
I know. same, you think of all the greats, man. All the greats
were of course.
Gym rats, right?
So it's an obsession, too. That's another you know, component to it all. It's obsession for being great. And some people, it's being great in general, or some, it's being great at basketball. But so next week, we'll probably be going back more towards our normal time, coming out on Wednesday. But we'll be keeping you guys posted. If you're subscribed already, then you won't have to worry about it. You'll see it pop up right on your phone. Ty, do you have anything before we get rolling?
No, the NBA preseason is like less than 2 weeks away, which is going to be weird. It's going to be like 3 games, guys. And then we're like, the season's already here.
Yep.
Wow.
Then we get rolling.
That's all I got.
Matt, you got anything?
No, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. We will talk to you all after the holiday.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, yo, what do you know?
I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it, yeah. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be all right with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions. I'm just hoping for some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.